Track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are actually three letters in the paper today, and the third one is one from Jeremy Hall at Crockenwell, and again, it is about global and national politics, which we can all read in the national press. So we'll start with Penny King via email. Clean water and sanitation, a basic human right. In the UK, the dodgy practices of some privatised water companies has recently been a hot news topic, quite rightly, as the environmental, public health and economic consequences are a serious matter for all of us, but in many parts of the world, there is not even the pretence that people have easy or safe access to a clean water supply or hygienic toilet facilities. UNESCO have recently released a report describing why and how women and girls' safety, health, education, and ability to hold down paid work are disproportionately affected by this. In many parts of the world, obtaining water for the family is their responsibility. Collecting it from the nearest source, which may well involve walking through unsafe areas, puts them at risk of violence, sexual or otherwise. The United Nations Agenda for Sustainable Development 2030 states that access to clean water and sanitation is a basic human right. This is just one example of the area of life where there seems to be an assumption that figuratively one size fits all, and that size means men. This is clearly not okay. Not only physically, but in the different constraints and expectations and priorities that societies place on women and men and which affects their day-to-day lives. The UN are bang on right when they call for women who are affected to have a voice and equal involvement at all levels in the implementation of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Otherwise, some of the basic needs of half the world's population will continue to be ignored and unheard.
Chris Sherwood, NSPCC Chief Executive, writes, Quis observat observatoris. The online world is now a major part of young people's lives, and while it has incredible benefits, we know it comes with risks too. Whether under 16s should have access to social media is a major source of debate in the UK at the moment. And the NSPCC is pleased to hear the government is asking for people's opinions as part of their public consultation, which launched recently. The status quo is not working for children or for their parents, who are desperate to keep them safe. Tech companies are failing to protect them from preventable risks and harms on social media platforms, gaming sites, and AI tools. This cannot be allowed to continue. We encourage parents, carers, and children across the country to join the national consultation. Give your views, your first-hand experience of the good and the bad of the online world, and help decide what happens next. The NSPCC is calling for tech companies to keep under 13s off social media, a move which would immediately protect 2.5 million children, for platforms to stop using design tricks which keep young people addicted and to block harmful content at the source. Making these crucial changes is in the power of government, regulators and tech companies, and more effective than a social media ban for under 16s. But at the same time, we recognise that the charity that a ban is better than doing nothing.